It began in a railroad station in the Midwest. David Banner, man on the run, and Margaret Lamb, a young girl seeking a cure for her mysterious ailment.
How long have you been on the crutches?
Almost a year now.
You're doing very well.
Thanks.
Where is the sanitarium you're going to?
Tolly Falls, about 200 miles upstate.
You been there before?
No. I only heard about it a little while ago. It's run by a Dr. Charles, Timothy Charles. He's really great, they say. Really. He can cure just about anything.
A faith healer?
Oh, no, nothing like that. He's a real doctor. He uses some kind of new ray.
Ray?
A radiation machine, like X-rays, only different. It's called a Meson ray.
Meson ray?
Yes. You've heard about it?
No, not exactly. Not as a cure for anything, or as a ray. But I know something about Mesons.
They're like X-rays, right?
Well, yes and no. Mesons hardly exist, or exist only for a short time in a cyclotron. I never heard of a Meson ray, but that's what this Dr. Charles uses?
Yes. They say he can cure almost anything. Cancer, arthritis, anything. Look, here's some literature on it.
Testimonials?
Isn't it marvelous?
Yes. Yes. Isn't it?
Train number 141 now leaving at track 16 for Lawrence, Barnesville, Tolly Falls, Havisham, Leadville.
There's my train.
Well, let me help you.
I can do it all right.
You're handling the crutches very well. The other doctors you've been to, Maggie.
Oh, they all say the same thing.
What?
Nothing, Mr. Benson. Really nothing. I got so tired of them. So tired.
They gave up?
Pretty much. Well, here's the gate. It was nice meeting you, Mr. Benson. And thanks for the coffee.
I'll buy you another. And breakfast. On the train.
Oh? You're going on the same train?
Yes. Didn't I tell you?
How far?
To Tolly Falls. And Dr. Timothy Charles.
Living in the shadow of his alter ego, the Incredible Hulk, forever fearful of its next outburst of violence, David Banner is desperate in his search for an answer, a cure, willing to clutch at any small straw and any small hope. He accompanies Margaret Lamb to Dr. Charles Sanitarium in Tolly Falls, knowing in his heart that it is probably another blind alley ending at another stone wall.
All right, Mr. Benson. That about does it for today. You can get up.
These treatments are pretty short, aren't they?
The Meson ray is a highly concentrated form of energy, Mr. Benson. It only requires a very brief exposure.
Well, the Meson itself only exists for a split second.
Yes, that's right. I want you to take these pills, Mr. Benson. One before each meal and one at bedtime. Cora?
Yes, Doctor.
Any more treatments this afternoon?
Miss Lamb.
Oh, yes. Margaret Lamb. You can prep her, Cora.
Yes, Doctor.
You have something on your mind, Mr. Banner? A question?
It's about Maggie Lamb. We came up on the train together.
A lovely girl.
Have you diagnosed her condition, Doctor?
Yes, of course. Why?
Well, from what she told me, it could quite possibly be muscular dystrophy.
Is that right?
I was just wondering. I don't recall hearing that radiation of any kind could be effective in such cases.
Mr. Benson, are you a doctor?
I was only trying to
I asked, are you a doctor?
No.
Yet you come in here. You talk about Mesons as though you know all about them. You diagnose muscular dystrophy in a patient on a train without any examination. You question my ethics.
I wasn't questioning your ethics.
Then I question yours. And I question your qualifications to make a diagnosis of anything. You came here because, as you describe it, you suffer periods of agitated depression. Is that right, Mr. Benson?
Yes.
And have you suffered any of these depressed periods since you've been here?
No.
Then suppose you just relax and take your treatments. And let me be the doctor, huh?
Did you have a treatment today, Mr. Benson?
Yes. And you, Maggie?
That machine is really weird, isn't it?
I'd say that.
But I feel so much better already. I know it will work. I just know it.
Maggie, Sometimes we can let hope run too far ahead of us.
I'll be walking again soon. Dr. Charles thinks so, and his nurse, Cora Howard, says she's seen cases like mine that cleared up within weeks. Just weeks.
You really believe, don't you, Maggie?
I know this is the place, Mr. Benson. I just know it this time. I can feel it.
Realizing that the pills Charles has given him are drugs designed to keep his mind and senses dulled, David Banner puts them aside and spends his nights thinking, thinking of Maggie Lamb and her hopes of walking, thinking of the other patients and their dreams of a cure, and his own. Rising from his bed, he makes his way down the stairs to Timothy Charles' laboratory, determined to get at the truth of the Mason Ray machine. Approaching the laboratory, Banner hears voices. He listens closely.
What about McGarry?
He says he can't afford much more.
One more treatment, then out.
Right.
This Benson, he concerns me.
I'm not sure of his ability to pay.
Just as well. He's a snoop anyway. One more dose of the old razzmatazz and he's cured. Keep talking, Cora. I think we've got company. Amazing how that machine cures people.
There's Maggie Lamb. We've got a good one there.
Oh?
The family's loaded. They sent her every place. Money's no object.
It is for us.
What do you think's wrong with her anyway?
How should I know? I'm not a doctor. Good evening, Mr. Benson.
Dr. Benson.
I might have suspected. Come in, Dr. Benson. Come in and sit down. Cora and I were having tea. Would you like some tea?
Why not?
Some tea for Dr. Benson, Cora.
Coming up.
And what diagnosis have you arrived at tonight, Dr. Benson?
The Mason Ray machine, for one.
Oh? And what conclusions have you come to?
That it's a simple ultraviolet ray machine, which can be dangerous in itself.
True. Any kind of radiation in large quantities can be dangerous.
And that it's combined with diathermy, a lot of phony lighting effects and crazy sounds.
In short, you're calling me a quack.
Exactly.
Here's your tea.
Thanks.
Tell me, Dr. Benson, are you from the Ethical Practices Committee?
No, I actually came here out of hope.
To cure your depression?
Yes. And what do I find? Just another charlatan, bilking unsuspecting people out of their life savings, offering them hope and giving them nothing.
And I suspect you intend to go to the Ethical Practices Committee.
I'll see to it that they...
The what?
What did you put in that tea?
A rather strong sedative, Benson. But it won't last long. Don't worry about it.
I can't move.
Help me get him on the table, Cora.
He's heavier than he looks.
What's going on?
Use the restraining straps. Tie him down. Tight.
He won't get out.
Charles, what are you doing?
We're giving you another treatment, Dr. Benson. Your very last. After that, you'll be cured.
Charles, let me up.
Dr. Benson, you're awake?
What are you doing?
As you said before, ultraviolet radiation can be dangerous in large doses. It can burn a man to a crisp, can't it?
You're not going to...
This will be your last treatment, Dr. Benson. Your very last. After this, you'll never feel pain again. Any kind of pain.
You're insane. Charles, you'll burn me alive.
It will be recorded as an unfortunate accident. Cora, 5 degrees more.
The UV intensity?
And the heat intensity.
Charles, don't.
Why not? Dr. Benson, all in the cause of science, huh?
Banner's fists clench, his chest expands, his wrists enlarge. The rage within him erupts like lava from a suddenly active volcano, and he becomes the Hulk.
More! Give him more!
He's breaking the bonds!
Hold him down!
I can't!
Keep him away from that machine! It's hot! Benson, what are you? Who are you?
Over here, Maggie. Over here. Now, sit down.
Oh, Mr. Benson, the whole sanitarium, it's gone.
All of the patients are out safely.
And Dr. Charles?
I'm afraid he was trapped, Maggie, along with the nurse.
He was such a good man, Mr. Benson. Such a good man.
Yes.
And such a nice man. I know he had the cure. I know it.
There are other doctors, Maggie. And I'll make sure you get to a good one. I promise you that. I promise it.